places are just a couple of things that a mother will do. Mending a broken heart is only just a part of the care and the love that I've given you. With a Kool-Aid smile and a sparkle in your eye.
Welcome back. Your host, Ray I. That's the Mother Song. What a Mother Would Do. Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers out there. Awesome. Awesome weekend. Back in the studio. Midwest Outdoors Studios. Wow. We're going to run down and grab Mike Ponder here in just a minute with Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Try to get him on real quick and see how their season went and things went with the Indian Creek choke tubes this year. I know we had them on our media hunt. They were tremendous. Really worked well. Did a great job with those. And how we doing over there? Do you think we ought to run down and grab this guy? Yeah. Hit me with your best shot, baby. We probably should have played bad to the bone to this guy. Mike Ponder. Hey, Mike. Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Ray.
Yeah. Yeah, we're hanging in here, brother. Looks like you had a busy turkey season, my friend.
Oh, yeah, we did. We, one of our best years ever for sales and everything. So
that's great news. That's good news. I know you guys got so busy you couldn't come down to the media hunt. You had to get back and take care of business, and I understand that. We sure certainly missed you down there, but you didn't miss much on the flooding and the rain and the storms. But.
Oh, I know. We had that, you know, we're really close to the Mississippi River here where our shop is.
Right.
Although we don't get affected, you know, as far as flooding here at the shop, everything around us is, you know, that way.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, we hated to miss that, man.
Good group. Good group.
You know, we were just busy and.
Oh, I understand. Hey, we covered for you. We took care of you, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate.
They
that.
Did a great job with the choke tubes, man, as usual. And I'm sure you have already got a lot of feedback from those hunting around the country with your product this spring.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what? It's just funny the way it starts out in the spring. We start getting all the calls from Florida and you know, Mississippi, Alabama, and you can just tell when the seasons are about ready to open. As it goes up through the United States, we get all the different calls.
It's really fun too, you guys, you know, with our sponsorships and stuff with the media hunts. You know, we're keeping them out there, but you guys are out there. You guys are turkey hunters. You guys are out there laying them out with the Indian Creek choke tubes and testing them, and a great testimonial because, you know, your own company's out there doing it. And
right.
You guys had a good season. Stu was on fire.
Yeah, he really was. He was kind of down in the dumpster at first because, you know, it just wasn't working out for him. And then I mean, you know, he...
Boom, boom.
just like every... You know, you'd finally figure out the birds and... Boom, boom, and his son did the same thing, and it was really him and Jeremiah are out in Kansas, and actually, I don't know if he told you, but he killed his second one out there yesterday.
No, I didn't know that. We was hoping to get him on for a hunt tomorrow. He said his battery's out right now. We try to get a hold of him. He's trying to get back home, so you might want to check on him when we get done here.
Okay.
It was funny. When I got Stuart, he called me, and he started talking to me about his turkey because he was down the dumps, and he said on Monday. He said on Friday, and then Monday, and then Tuesday. And poor guy, he was telling me about his whole season. I felt so bad for him. You know, bless his heart. He was having a tough go, and then
he
said.
But, you know, his wife hunts, and his daughter, and his son, so...
Yep. Family.
You know, he don't have the gun a lot of the times, and which he don't care about that. You know, he just loves taking all them guys. And we hunted some in Kentucky also, killed some birds down there, mm-hmm. and got our birds here in Missouri. And
awesome.
I'm actually leaving Monday then to go to Maine and New Hampshire.
Oh, that's awesome! New England hunting. Good for you.
Yeah, never been up that way.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. Yeah. They're good hunting up there. Give us some information how people get more information about Indian Creek Shooting Systems.
Well, you can find us on the World Wide Web at IndianCreekSS.com, or you can just call and talk to me or Stuart here at the shop at 573-824-5555.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, we got a lot of vendors out there that sell our stuff, and
yep,
you can support them.
That's the one thing that I really like about you guys, and you just said that. These guys that buy these choke tubes, I don't care if they're in Maine or they're in California, they call and talk to you guys. You guys always take their calls.
That's what, you know, I think kind of sets us apart. And
yep.
That you almost for sure you will talk to either me or Stuart, owners of the company.
That's for sure. All right, brother.
You know, so, all hey, right. I want to just take time to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mother's Day weekend. And I even said Happy Mother's Day to Vogelvager when I got in this morning.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That was nice of
him. Yeah. All right. Mike Ponder, Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Thank you, brother. Thanks for taking a minute for us this morning. Wanted to get you back out there on the air with us, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Uncle Ray.
All right, brother. We'll talk all to you. Right. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
I break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through.